感谢主，我们今天在这里庆祝教会的31周年。
Praise the Lord that we are celebrating the 31st anniversary of our church.
如果你是这几个月才到教会的话
，If you've only started attending this church in the past few months，
今天可能是你第一次参加联合崇拜
，And perhaps this is the first time that you've been in our joint worship。
第一次感觉到有这么挤
，First time you feel so crowded。
其实你不知道，在那边副堂还有200多个人在那里。
Perhaps you don't know, in the chapel area, we probably have over 200 people there as well.
联合崇拜的时候，如果你来得晚的话，只能坐那边。
If you are late for a joint worship service, you can only go to the chapel area.
不过希望在副堂的弟兄姐妹不要觉得你是二等公民。
But we hope that for those of you who are in the chapel, you won't feel like second-class citizens.
31年是很长的时间。
31 years is a long period of time.
我们当中有一半的人不到31岁。
Probably over half of the people here are not yet 31 years old.
所以31年前教会开始的时候，你还不知道在哪里呢。
So when our church was first established, some of you weren't even around.
不过感谢主，神实在给我们许多的恩典。
But we thank the Lord for His abundant grace.
但今天早上我要跟大家分享的信息是什么呢？
But what is the message I want to share with you today?
渴望复兴。
And that is yearning for revival.
也许有人说，我们已经很复兴了。
Perhaps some of you will say we're already revived.
我们复兴到 parking lot 都没车，没地方停车了。
We are so crowded we don't have enough parking.
为什么还要谈复兴呢？
Why are you still talking about revival?
因为虽然我们已经拥有很多。
Although we havepossess many,
我们还差更多。
We lack even more.
200多年前的时候，美国有一个大的属灵的复兴。
Over 200 years ago, there was a great revival in the United States.
就发生在 New England, 就发生在麻州。
It took place in New England and actually in Massachusetts.
现在研究教会状况的人都知道。
Those who study church history and development, they know.
全美国有两个地方在属灵上是最冷的。
There are two areas in North America where church is really cold.
一个在西北边的 Seattle 那边。
One is the Pacific Northwest in the Seattle area.
全美国礼拜天去教会最少的。
On a given Sunday, the lowest percentage of church-going people.
第二个地方最冷的是哪里？
Where's the second coldest region?
就在我们这里。
Right here at our
New England.
In New England.
New England 是全美国教会参加人数最少的。
In New England area, we also have the lowest percentage of church attendance.
全美国每个礼拜奉献给教会给慈善机构的钱最少的是哪里？
Every Sunday, lots of money are given from the church to charity, for missions, for all kinds of charity. Where do you think is the lowest giving?
全美国捐钱最少的就是 New England.
It's in New England.
倒数第一名跟第二名烂兄烂弟就是我们跟 Connecticut.
The worst two are Massachusetts and Connecticut.
我们最少捐钱的。
We are very stingy with our giving.
我不是说只捐钱给教会。
And we are not limited to giving to the church.
我说捐钱给帮助那些穷人。
In general, giving for charity.
不一定捐给外国，即使捐给自己国家的，全美国捐的最少的就是 Massachusetts.
Not just for foreign aid, but just for local charity giving, the last is Massachusetts.
我们需要复兴。
So we do indeed need revival.
不要只是因为我们看见我们这边人还不少。
Don't just be satisfied with seemingly a great number in our midst.
而以为我们已经有复兴了。
And think that we are revived.
真正的复兴离我们还很远呢。
True revival is very far from us.
这是今天我要跟大家分享的。
That's why I would like to share this with you.
这个世代有很多的罪恶。
This is a sinful generation.
这个罪恶的世代不是在教会外面的。
And this is not exist outside of the church.
当然教会外面有罪恶。
Of course, we know there's sin outside of the church.
教会里面没有罪恶吗？
But then can we say there's no sin within the church?
当教会里还有纷争的时候，
Of course there's strife in the church.
当教会里还有一些谣言啊等等的时候，你就不能说教会里面没有罪恶。
Even when there's just gossip within the church, you cannot say there is no sin in the church.
所以我们需要求神带来真正的复兴。
So we need to beseech the Lord for true revival.
刚才我们所读的圣经哥罗西书第一章。
Just now the scripture that we read, Colossians chapter 1.
我们刚所读的圣经很清楚地看见两件事情。
We see clearly from that passage two things.
第三节保罗就说了，他一方面感谢，一方面祷告。
In verse 3, we see very clearly Paul saying that he thanked God on the one hand, and yet on the other hand, he continually prayed.
他为什么感谢呢？
Why is he thanking God?
他感谢的是那些他已经看见神所做的各种的恩典。
He is thankful to God for all the things that God has accomplished that he can see.
所以他有很多的感谢。
So he has much to be thankful for.
他为什么祷告呢？
But why does he pray?
为那些到今天都还没有完全落实，还没有完全实现的，他为那些事情祷告。
He is praying for all those things that's not yet realized.
所以用英文来说呢，这是 already but not yet. 有一些事情已经实现了。
So he is giving thanks for what's already have been accomplished.
但是还有很多 not yet, 还没有完全实现。
But he's praying for the much not yet.
所以今天我们也需要为已经我们所看见的恩典感谢。
So similarly, we should thank God for all the things that we can see that he has accomplished among us.
但不要忘记还有很多在我们个人在我们教会还没有实现的事情。
But let us not forget all the things that God is yet to accomplish among us, among the world.
为那些我们需要祷告。
And for those things, we need to pray.
我们先来说我们要感谢什么。
Let's emphasize on what we should be thankful for.
第四节到第八节提到很多的感谢。
From verses 4 to 8, you see much thanksgiving.
简单说起来有两方面。
You can summarize them into two parts.
保罗为哥罗西教会信徒生活上的美好的见证感谢。
First, he is thankful for all the saints in Colossae,How their testimony is bringing glory to God.
这第四节他说，我听见你们在基督耶稣里的信心。
So he says in verse 4, we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus.
还有你们向众圣徒的爱心。
The love that you have for all the saints.
同时，那是因为你们存在天上有一个盼望。
And then there is this hope that is stored up in heaven.
所以他提到有信心，有爱心，有盼望。
So we see faith, hope, and love.
哥罗西的信徒在信、望、爱三件事情都有美好的见证。
And the saints in Colossae have this beautiful testimony of their faith, love, and hope.
我想在我们的教会，我们也可以这样说，在信徒的身上，你们的信心、爱心和盼望是显而易见的。
And perhaps we can apply this to our church to say that our faith, our love, and our hope is apparent to others.
时间关系，我没有办法举很多这一年来教会发生的事情。
Because of time constraints, I cannot recount everything that God has done in our midst this year.
我们谈一点爱心的事情。
But perhaps I can share with you some about love.
很多人知道，我们教会人虽然很多，教牧同工却不是很多。
Many of you know, although the congregation size is substantial, we don't have a large pastoral staff.
感谢主，卢志德牧师全家来到我们当中。
We thank the Lord that he brought Chuck Lowe and his family to us.
所以我们英文堂有新的传道同工。
So that our English ministry has a new pastoral staff member.
可是自从三年前吴志坦牧师离开，已经四年了，离开我们这里以后。
But since Pastor David Wu left us 4 years ago,
我们中文堂一直没有聘到新的传道同工。
We have not been able to find another Chinese minister.
所以羊越来越多。
So as the sheep increases,
摸羊头的传道人没有增加。
We did not increase in the number of shepherds.
所以 中文堂很多的羊很久都没有被牧师摸头了。
So many of the sheep from the Chinese side have not been touched by the chief shepherd.
所以这是传道人的很大的一种怎么讲亏欠。
And we feel we are very saddened by that.
但是我们看见弟兄姊妹的爱心。
But we've witnessed the love from you.
不是你们的爱心对我很有宽容，当然这是有的。
Of course, your love has allowed this condition to continue.
而是很多时候，有的时候我知道有某某弟兄或姐妹他们有一些困难。
But more importantly, when I heard about some brother or sister having certain difficulties,
或者有的时候我们去探访一些弟兄姐妹
，or when we go visit some of you,
他们会告诉我们
，we will hear back.
哦，已经谁来看过我了。
Already I've been visited by so and so and so and so and so and so.
在我们牧师还没有办法抽空去摸他们头的时候，已经有很多的人去摸他们的头了。
Even before the pastor can go visit them and comfort them, the congregation already been visited and comforted by the church members.
很多弟兄姊妹自动自发的彼此学习彼此相爱。
And many brothers and sisters have learned to love one another.
这是我们非常感谢主的。
This we need to give thanks to God for.
这也是一直我们在希望跟弟兄姊妹分享的一个意向。
And indeed, this has been one of the visions that I've been wanting to share with you.
教会需要弟兄姊妹彼此相爱。
The church needs the members to love one another.
需要彼此探访。
We need to visit one another.
不是牧师的爱特别大。
It's not that the love of the pastor is greater.
也不是牧师这个手好像有一个 magic power， 一碰到你，你这个人就触电的。
It's not that the pastor's touch has magic to it.
所以有些人会期待说，很多人都来看过我了。
But then there are still who would say, many people have come to visit me.
很多人都为我按手祷告。
Many have laid their hands on me and prayed for me.
我还在等牧师的手。
But I'm still waiting for the touch of the pastor.
不一定，牧师一定有空。
The pastor may not have the time.
但重要的不在这里。
But that's not the important thing.
我们学习彼此相爱。
We need to learn to love one another.
哥罗西他们的爱心是像众圣徒。
And we see that the love of the brothers and sisters in Colossae is for all the saints.
意思就是所有的信徒。
And that is everyone.
不是哥罗西的教会，他们的爱只爱这个保罗这位传道人。
So the love of the brothers and sisters in Colossae was not just focused on Paul.
他们彼此相爱。
They love one another.
盼望我们的教会在爱心上能够这方面更多的学习，更多的表现。
And may our church learn more in this area and practice.
当然，因为教会很大，人很多。
Of course, as the church grows in number,
爱心上我们永远觉得不够的。
We will always feel a deficit in our actions of love.
我知道我们当中许多弟兄姊妹真的是充满了主的爱。
I know many of you are filled with the love of God.
所以很多弟兄姊妹主动的、自动自发的去做爱心关怀的工作。
So you will be led to perform this acts of love on your own.
但我也同样的知道。
I also know.
很多来到我们教会，特别是新来的人。
Many of you who come to our church, especially those who've just recently arrived.
会觉得我们的教会好像蛮冷的。
You will feel that our church is very cold.
因为他来了这么久，好像都没有人认识他。
Because you feel that you've been attending for many Sundays and still people do not know you.
好像没有人跟他打招呼。
Nobody greets you.
这是我们的亏欠。
This is our shortcoming.
所以这个是我们在祷告中所祈求的。
And this is things that we pray for.
盼望我们在这方面能够更上一层楼。
So that we can indeed improve.
保罗为第二件事情感谢。
The second part that Paul gives thanks for，
他提到第六节，他说：“这个福音传到你们那里，也传到普天之下。”
In verse 6 he says, "The gospel has come to you, but now it's bearing fruit in all over the world."
这个福音不但传到普天之下，而且结果增长，而且在你们中间，自从你们听见福音，真知道神恩惠的日子一样。
And all over the world, the gospel is bearing fruit and growing, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it.
意思是说，为了福音的广传，他感谢什么？
In other words, Paul is giving thanks for the spreading of the gospel.
福音的广传在全世界各地都有。
And the spreading of the gospel is not limited to a local area, but worldwide.
但也同样在本地。
But we see it started in the local area.
在过去的三十多年，我们也看见这样的事情。
And we've seen this truth in our church.
我在 Boston 五年。
I've been in Boston for 5 years.
我常常跟这边其他教会的牧师、传道同工分享。
And very often we will have meetings with the other pastoral staff in the area from other churches.
过去几年我不知道。
I don't know beyond the 5 years that I've been here.
但在这五年当中。
But within the last 5 years,
从我们的牧师、传道同工的分享之中。
Just from the sharing of these pastors,
我可以感受到神的恩典在我们 New England众华人教会当中。
I can feel and tell you the blessings of God among the Chinese churches in the New England area.
每一个华人教会都有不同程度的增长。
We've seen a certain amount of growth in every Chinese church.
在 Southboro, 我们叫做华人福音堂这个教会。
For example, the Chinese Gospel Church in Southboro.
他们到现在还没有聘到主任牧师。
Even today, they have not been able to find a senior pastor.
他们有三年没有主任牧师了。
They've been without a senior pastor for 3 years.
这教会继续成长。
And yet it's still growing.
他们甚至到 Worcester 去成立了一个分堂。
In fact, they've actually planted another church in Worcester.
没有主任牧师，你还成立一个分堂
？No senior pastor, and you go plant another church.
现在全教会只有一个刚刚加入的传道。
In the whole church, there's only one full-time minister.
一个对，然后还有一个是做青少年工作的。
And a youth minister.
这个教会有神的恩典和祝福。
But we see the blessing of God upon the church.
我们也知道 Chinatown 的教会在成长。
We know the church in Chinatown, BCEC, is growing.
我们知道在 Lowell 教会也有成长。
We know the Chinese Bible Church Greater Lowell is growing.
他们有一个广东堂。
They even have a Cantonese worship.
他们不但自己有国语堂、广东堂、英文堂。
They have a Mandarin service and English service as well as a Cantonese worship.
他们还定期的去 Maine, Portland 去帮忙一个小小的教会。
And regularly they send people to help in the church in Maine, in Portland.
在 Springfield, Massachusetts, 聘到一个中国牧师。
And in the Springfield area, the church there finally recently hired a pastor.
因此众教会传道人我们为神所给我们的恩典我们感谢主。
And for all these blessings from God, we praise God.
不但在 New England, 在我们自己教会当然也是有明显的成长。
And we've also seen much work accomplished within our own church.
过去这一年当中
Just this past year,
虽然我没有参加你们的聚会我知道英文堂的 Caris, 这个社青团契呢成长得很快。
Although I have not been able to personally attend your meetings, I know the tremendous growth in the English Caris group.
所以他们在那个 Carriage House, 就是所谓的马房里面聚会，那个已经养不下他们那么多马。
They've been originally meeting in the Carriage House, they've outgrown the facilities already.
我们不知道要找一个什么地方来容纳他们。
Sometimes it becomes a challenge for us to find suitable accommodations for them.
Rocky 告诉我，这个青少年在地下室的青少年的那个礼堂不够大。
And Rocky has shared with me that the youth has also outgrown their facilities in the basement.
九月份的时候，我不知道现在怎么样。他说至少有一次的聚会，有120个人在地下室的那个房间。
When we first met in September, the youth had over 120 people in the junior chapel.
你知道 ,youth 虽然年纪轻一点。
You know, even though they are younger,
他块头可能是比我们大人还大的。
Some of them physically are bigger.
而且年轻人能精力旺盛。
And they are full of energy.
他们坐一个位置的话,这个范围之内都是他的空间。
They need more space.
所以120个人在那个房间 我不知道他们怎么度过那段时间的。
So I don't know how they could survive in that room, 120 youth.
也许我们应该把 youth 跟 college ICF 对调一下。
Maybe it's time for us to switch the meeting places between ICF.
因为大学生都比较乖一点。
Because the college students are more well behaved.
所以可能 ICF 学生在一个小小的空间就够了。
Maybe you need a smaller space.
总而言之，我们不知道要把 youth 放在哪里去了。
So we have a challenge for the youth.
我们中文堂也长得很快。
Our Chinese congregation is also growing.
所以我们在考虑要不要有个第二堂崇拜的问题。
So now we're considering whether we should have a second Chinese worship.
下一堂的这个年会，我会对这方面再做一点点报告。
After this worship today, during the annual meeting that follows, I will present some of my findings and report.
所以我们教会也有叫做 growing pain, 成长的带来的痛苦。
So we thank God that we are undergoing growing pains.
我们的车子停到只能用一个字形容，叫做乱七八糟的停了。
Our parking situation is at best chaotic.
我们恨不得把办公室前面那个坑把它填起来，也停几部车。
Sometimes we eye that stormwater detention pond in front of the church office and say, why can't we just fill this in and make it more parking area?
我们现在停车，停到别人的停车场，比停到我们停车场还多。
We now have more cars parked on the Stride Right parking lot than we have on our own parking lot.
所以在山的那一头，在别人公司的停车场，我们停了快200部车了。
We have over 200 cars now parked in the Stride Right parking lot.
下次我们要建议，我们可不可以开个山洞，这样可以通到他们的停车场更方便一点。
We're going to try to ask them whether we can build a tunnel between their parking lot and our church.
很多的恩典。
Indeed, many blessings from God.
也因为这样的，我们有更多的祷告。
But because of that, we need more prayer.
从第九节开始是保罗的祷告。
From verse 9 on, we see the prayer of Paul.
他祷告重点有两件事情。
Again, here we see two important areas.
第九节他这样说。
In verse 9,
因此我们自从听见的日子，就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
Paul says he's asking God to fill the brothers and sisters of Colossae with the knowledge of God's will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
他祷告的是盼望哥罗西的信徒能够完完全全的满心知道神的旨意。
His prayer for the church in Colossae is that they will know the will of God in all its wisdom.
我们教会有这样的成长。
Yes, our church is growing.
我们教会很看重教导。
And our church pays a lot of emphasis on teaching.
有些人甚至说我们教太多了。
Some even complain, you teach too much.
消化不了了。
I cannot digest.
我们还能再祷告说，神啊，让我们更多知道一点你的旨意吗？
Can we pray, God, let us know more of your will?
我们应该这样祷告。
Yes, we should.
因为我们知道的不够多。
Because we do not know enough.
保罗提醒我们几件事。
But he reminds me also,
他提到知道神的旨意的时候，他提到在属灵的智慧和悟性上。
Paul is reminding us that we need spiritual wisdom and understanding.
在这一方面去认识神的旨意。
And it is from this area that we can understand the will of God.
为什么需要属灵的智慧和悟性呢？
Why do we need spiritual wisdom and understanding?
你听到一篇道，好像字面的意思很容易了解。
Because on the surface, it's sort of easy to understand what you've heard in a sermon.
上了一门课，老师讲的，发一个讲义，你也很容易了解。
Or perhaps you go take a course. After the lecture, you get the handouts. It's easy for you to say, "Oh, I understood."
并不代表你在属灵的智慧悟性上已经知道了。
But this does not entail or imply that you truly understand in a spiritual sense.
特别你要知道神的旨意。
Especially when it applies to the will of God.
在罗马书十二章第二节。
In Romans chapter 12, verse 2.
他说不要效法这个世界。
Paul says, do not be molded into the pattern of this world.
要心意更新而变化。
We have to transform our hearts and minds.
这样你们才能够去查验什么是神的旨意。
Then you can truly test and find out what is the will of God.
为什么我们听了很多，我们仍然不知道、不明白神的旨意呢？
Why is it that we hear so much and yet we still do not know the will of God?
因为我们常常被这个世界同化了。
Because we've been molded by this world.
所以罗马书十二章第二节，我自己个人的翻译是：不要被这个世界同化，要被圣灵不断的转化。
So my personal interpretation of Romans chapter 12 is that do not be transformed by this world, but be transformed by the Holy Spirit.
Or do not be conformed by the word, but be transformed by the Holy Spirit. Conform and transform. 在希腊文两个字是很近的，后面是一个 form， 一个是被这个世界 conform， 就是说被它同化了，这是我们不应该这样做的。
We should not be conformed or conforming to the world.
相反的，要被圣灵不断的从内到外的去转化。
But rather, we should be transformed from within to outwardly by the Holy Spirit.
没有圣灵在我们里面的工作。
Without the work of the Holy Spirit within us,
我们的心思、我们的价值观都是属世界的。
Then our thought patterns and our value system will all be of this world.
我们不能够明白神的旨意。
Then we cannot understand the will of God.
字面的意思你都知道。
Yes, you can know the meaning of the words.
可是你并不知道真正的意思。
But you do not know the true meaning.
或者你会这样说。
Or perhaps you would say,
哦，圣经的道理很好的。
Oh, the teachings of the Bible is very good.
很理想化的。
Very idealized.
在现实生活中用不上的。
But it cannot be applied in the real world.
所以我们常常说 ,Yes, it's good, but...说的是白说的。
So very often we praise the teachings of the Bible, but then we add the word but.
太多的时候，我们是被这个世界同化的。
So often we are conforming to the world.
因此，我们不能真明白。
And so we cannot truly comprehend.
如果我们的心被圣灵转变。
But if our hearts are transformed by the Holy Spirit,
我们就能真的明白，我们也才能查验什么是神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Then we can truly understand and know the will of God. That is wonderful.
很多人说我们教会讲太多了。
Very often I hear the criticism that there's too much teaching in this church.
教太多了。
You teach too much.
的确。我想在 Boston 我们是出了名的这个讲很多的。
Perhaps we are known in the Boston area for preaching a lot.
很多人也说受洗干嘛要上那么多课呢？
Some have complained, take so many classes in order to be baptized in your church.
就很多人都已经知道了嘛。
Because we already know.
他要受洗就赶快啊。
If he wants to be baptized, you should grab that opportunity.
趁着还有这个热心啊。
Take advantage of his zeal right now.
赶快下水。
Baptize him right away.
他心还热的时候啊。
While he is still hot for the Lord.
他下水的时候都跟那个铁啊下了水一样都会嘘一声的。
So when you put him in the water, it's like that red hot iron meeting the water.
如果他心都冷了
But if then his heart grows cold,
再要洗吗
Do you then want to baptize him?
他说不定怕冷哦，怕水太冷。
Maybe the water is too cold.
很有趣啊，每次洗礼都有弟兄姊妹问我，牧师啊，那水温几度啊？
It's quite funny. Every time I have a baptism ceremony, brothers and sisters will ask me, "How warm is that water?"
我说我不知道。多热多冷，至少跟你游泳池差不多了。
I said I do not know the exact temperature, but it's warm enough.
我们知道的够不够多呢？
Do we really know enough?
为什么我们还要在真理上讲那么多呢？
Why do we need to continually preach on the truth?
有人说得很对。
Some have said it very well.
你真的知道，你才能够真的去做出来。
Only from true understanding can you practice what you know.
真知才能力行，你真的知道，你就做得出来。
When you truly know it, then you will act upon it.
大概将近不到一百年前，中国人都认识他。孙中山先生说过一句话。
Over 100 years ago, most Chinese will know Dr. Sun Yat-sen has said the following.
他一句很有名的话。
A very famous saying.
他说我们中国人常常说知易行难，知道很容易，做很难的。
Chinese have a saying, it's easy to know, but difficult to do.
孙中山先生说错了，知难行易。
He says, actually, that's wrong. Actually, it's hard to know, but easy to do.
我听过很多基督徒这样说的，知道很容易的，做出来很难的。
And yet, I've heard many Christians say, it's easy to know, but difficult to do.
你知道耶稣说叫你爱仇敌，这很容易的，我从小就知道了。
So easy to know that I have to love my enemy. Yes, I understood that even when I was young.
做很难的。
But it's very difficult to practice.
告诉你，爱老婆比爱敌人还难呢。
I tell you, sometimes it's more difficult to love your wife than to love your enemy.
所以知道很容易的。
So seemingly it's easy to know.
圣经的道理我都知道。
I know all the teachings in the Bible.
下次庄牧师不在，我替他讲。
Next time when Pastor Zhuang is not around, let me take his place on the pulpit.
很简单，我也会讲。
So easy, I can preach.
可是做好难哦。
But so difficult to do.
圣经告诉我们。知道很难，做很容易的。
But the scripture teaches the opposite, that it's difficult to know but easy to do.
你为什么觉得很难做呢？
Why do you think it's so difficult to do?
因为你并不真知道。
Because you do not truly know.
你真的知道什么叫做爱仇敌吗？
Do you truly understand the concept of loving your enemy?
就是因为你不真知道。
It's because you don't truly understand.
所以你就爱不出来。
So you cannot love.
连老婆都爱不到了，还是爱仇敌去了。
You cannot even love your own wife. How can you talk about loving your enemy?
因为你并不真知道。
Because you do not truly know.
所以保罗在另外一本书也曾经有这样一个祷告。
And so Paul in another epistle prayed like this.
以弗所书第一章。
In Ephesians chapter 1.
第一章十七节到十九节他说，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
In verse 17 through 19, we'll only read verse 17. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that you will know him better.
十八节，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
And in verse 18, he says, I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints.
十九节说，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
And his incomparably great power for us who believe.
如果你真知道的话，
If you truly know,
你不但你的心好像忽然间就亮了，
Seemingly a light goes on in your heart.
而且我知道神给我将来的盼望是何等的美。
And then I can see the hope that is to come, the glorious hope.
而且我真知道以后，神那种能力是何等的浩大，就在我里面运行出来。
And when I truly know, then this great power of God will work in me.
你真知道的时候
，When you truly know,
很难爱的人，想都没想就爱下去了。
The person who was difficult to love before, suddenly you find lovable.
你不真知道的时候
，But when you do not truly know.
你会想起他过去一生所有的对你的亏欠。
Every time you see him or her, you will think of all the things that he or she has done wrong to you.
你却没有看见神的恩典。
You will not see the mercy of God.
你不知道神的能力。
You will not know the power of God.
你不知道神对你的救恩。
You do not know the salvation of God upon you.
所以当你能够有力量爱一个人的时候，
So when you have the ability to love someone,
是你的眼睛打开了，
It's only when your eyes are open,
你忽然间看见神对你的爱是何等的大。
Suddenly you realize the great love that God has for you.
你看见你自己是何等的罪人。
Then you see what a sinner you truly are.
你看见你是何等不配的人。
And then you realize that you're not worthy.
而神却爱你。
And yet God has loved you.
你真的看见这个。
When you truly see this,
你回头再看看那个不可爱的人。
And then you turn around and you see that unlovable person.
他跟你一样不可爱。
And then you realize that person is just like you.
他跟你一样不配这样的爱的。
Unlovable and not worthy of love.
可是神爱我这个不配的人。
But because God has loved me who is not worthy.
我看到这个同样不配的人，我该怎么办？
So when I see this utter unworthy person, how should I act?
你的心就转过来。
And your heart will be turned.
除非你真知道。
Unless you truly know.
所以什么东西你做不出来，就代表你不知道。
So whenever you find it difficult to act, it points to you do not really know.
真的知道做出来就是自自然然的。
When you truly know, then the action will follow.
所以我们需要更多的知道。
And that's why we need to know more.
当然我们更多的知道并不是代表说只是头脑的知道。
Of course, we're not pointing to more head knowledge.
所以需要属灵的智慧，属灵的悟性。
That's why we need spiritual wisdom and understanding.
真正的复兴
True revival
也是我们所祷告的复兴是什么
And that is the revival that we are praying for. What is it?
是从神的真理、神的话语开始的。
It starts with the truth of God.
如果不是从神的话语和真理带来的复兴
If this revival did not come from the truth of God,
那是什么复兴呢
Then what kind of revival is it?
你期待什么复兴呢
What kind of revival are you looking forward to?
也许有些人这样说
Maybe some will say,
哎呀，这个道理听太多了
Oh, if I heard too much preaching,
我盼望我去教会的时候
It is my wish that when I go to church,
也许是那个诗歌
Maybe it's from the singing,
也许是不管是什么啦
No matter what,
哦，那天聚会的时候我就觉得，哦，好窝心哦
I want to feel something in my heart.
然后我觉得哦，好享受哦。
And I feel so much enjoyment in the worship.
哇，那就复兴了。
That's revival.
我今天清晨才刚从 Ottawa 过来。
I just came back from Ottawa this morning.
六点钟早上的飞机飞回来。
I left there 6 a.m.
因为我们有联会，我要来主持。
Because I have to come back for the annual meeting.
离 Ottawa 不太远，其实也是另外一个城市 Toronto. 你听过 Toronto 吗
？Not far from Ottawa is Toronto. I'm sure you've heard of it.
以前在 Toronto， 他们听说有一个很大的复兴，你听过吗
？Have you heard of this great revival in Toronto？
他们叫 Toronto Blessing.
They call it Toronto Blessing.
Toronto 的祝福。他们是怎么样的复兴呢
？What kind of revival was that？
他们不讲神的话。
They do not teach the word of God。
太多了，讲太多了。
Too much talking。
他们讲什么呢
？What do they talk about？
讲笑话。
They talk about jokes。
我看看那个录影带。
I've looked at the video。
他在讲笑话。
Keep on talking about jokes。
啊，一个笑话又一个笑话。
One follow the other。
然后大家就哈哈笑。
And everybody laughs.
笑笑笑然后呢
After the laughter,
then the blessing is coming. 然后就开始祝福了
Then the blessings come.
什么样的 blessing?
What kind of blessing?
有些人笑笑笑变成狗叫
Some will laugh and then from the laughter turn into almost barking of a dog.
当你看到电视上在教会里面很多人狗叫猫叫什么叫都有
When you watch from the monitors that within the church, there are people barking like a dog or meowing like a cat.
还有人那个身体像一条蛇一样，可以呼呼呼 ，Wow!
And some will wriggle almost like a snake.
这叫做 blessing.
They call it blessing.
现在我们都叫 Toronto cursing.
We now call it the Toronto curse.
就是那种 咒诅一样。
Indeed, this is not revival.
如果离开神的话，
If we leave the word of God,
离开真理，
If we leave the truth of God,
你要什么复兴呢？
What kind of revival would you get?
你所剩下的无非是情绪上的。
At best, it would be emotional.
或者是感觉上的。
Or perhaps a feeling.
但是一天一个月它就过去了。
But this will pass within a day, within a month.
所以早些年的时候，
So many, many years ago,
Toronto 机场生意特别好。
The airport at Toronto had a brisk business.
因为这个教会就叫做 Toronto Airport Church.
Because that church was established at the airport.
而且很多人从世界各地坐飞机到 Toronto 就是去参观那个教会。
And many people will fly all over the world just to go to Toronto to attend the church.
我最近很久没听到那个教会的消息了。
But I have not heard about that church for a while now.
我想大概狗也不叫，猫也不叫了。
Perhaps the dogs and cats are gone.
那一切的东西已经过去了。
All these things have passed.
就算是那个东西还在的时候，那就叫复兴吗？
Even if that church still exists, would we still consider what they did a revival?
这不是圣经上的复兴。
This is not revival taught in the scriptures.
不是我为这个教会所祈求的复兴。
This is not the kind of revival that I'm praying for this church.
200多年前，
200 years ago,
英国有一个人，
someone from England,
他是一个后来成为一个非常有名的人，
became a very famous person later on.
约翰·卫斯理
John Wesley
1735年、38年他参加一个聚会。
He was at a meeting in 1738
一个小小的聚会。
It was a small meeting
在一个家庭的里面。
It took place in a home
二三十个人在那边。
Perhaps no more than 30 people
讲道的人不会讲道。
The preacher really didn't know how to preach
所以他就说因为我不会讲道。
And so the preacher says, because I don't know how to preach,
所以我就读圣经。
I will just read the scripture for you.
他就读罗马书。
And he started reading from the book of Romans.
读完了，他就坐下来了。
After he finished reading the scriptures, he sat down.
他没有解释。
He did not explain.
没有更多的话。
There's no expounding of the word.
可那天约翰·卫斯理说。
But John Wesley wrote after that meeting,
当我读到罗马书的时候
When I read the book of Romans
他后来写自传
When he wrote his autobiography
我心里面有一个软瘤在我心中升起
John Wesley wrote in his own journal He says when I read the book of Romans A warm current rose in my heart
那一天在历史上都称为那个就是约翰·卫斯理属灵生命改变的那一天
And all historians will count that day as the turning point of the spiritual life of John Wesley.
之后60年
And after 60 years,
他带领不但在英国是全世界一个很大的一个复兴的浪潮。
He brought a tide of revival not only in England but all over the world.
这个火在他的心中烧了60年。
This warm feeling, this fire within him burned for over 60 years.
这个火在大西洋的英国这边跟美国这边烧了150年。
And this fire burned in England and across the Atlantic in the United States for over 150 years.
这是因为神的话。
Because of the word of God.
这是我们要的复兴。
This is the kind of revival that we long for.
不是持续一天的。
It's not a revival that will only last for a day.
不是一个月的。
Or a month.
不是一年的。
Or a year.
甚至不是31年的。
Or 31 years.
我们盼望神给我们的复兴是能够持续一直到永久的。
We long for the revival that will last for eternity.
这样的复兴只会来自于神自己的话。
This kind of revival comes only from God's own word.
所以我们需要更多的知道。
So we need to know him more.
保罗同时提醒我们。
And Paul also reminds us.
他要多知道什么。
What do we need to know?
他说知道神的旨意。
Know the will of God.
为什么需要知道神的旨意?
Why do we need to know the will of God?
第十节后面他说。
In the second portion of verse 10, he says.
他说好叫你们行事为人对得起主凡事蒙他喜悦。
so that you can live a life worthy of the Lord and please Him in every way.
在一切善事上结果子，渐渐地多知道神。
Bearing fruit in every good work and growing in the knowledge of God.
我们每一个人都需要神知道神在我们身上的旨意。
We all need to know the personal will of God upon ourselves.
你知道神的旨意。
You know the will of God.
你的一生就能够在神的面前讨神喜悦。
Then in your whole life, you can live a life that's worthy of your call.
你知道神在你身上的旨意。
When you know God's will on your life,
你就不会随便走自己的路。
You will not then go on every which way you choose.
那你会什么结果呢？
And how can you bear fruit?
第十节他这样说。
In verse 10 we are told,
在一切善事上结果子。
Bearing fruit in every good work.
如果你英文圣经你就很清楚，它有两个动词，都是一种我们说现在进行式的那个分词，一个是结果子，它用 bearing fruit， 第二个是 growing， 成长， growing in the knowledge of God， 在认识神的事情上有成长。
If you read this in English, it's very clear. It's the present continuous tense that we have to be bearing fruit and growing in the knowledge of God.
这是我们知道神旨意以后，在我们生命中会发生的事情。
This is the result when we understand the will of God.
在生活当中结出果子。
That in our lives we will bear fruit.
结果子并不代表说我认带多少人信主。
This does not apply only to leading others to Christ.
这边所说的善事上结果，只是生活中有好的品格。
The fruit referred to here means we have good testimony in our lives.
对人有爱心。
That we have love towards others.
这一切的事情叫做在善事上结果。
These are the fruits.
第二个，当我知道神的旨意的时候
，When we know the will of God upon us，
我就越来越多知道神。
Then I will grow in my knowledge of God.
又回到认识神了，越来越知道神。
Then you will grow in your knowledge of Him.
你走你自己的路。
But if you walk your own way,
也许是你不知道神的旨意。
Perhaps you do not know the will of God.
或者知道神的旨意，不按照神的旨意而行。
But perhaps you know the will of God, but you refuse to follow.
你的脑袋就好像关掉一样。
Seemingly, you've turned off your brain.
就越来越不知道神了。
Then you will not know God more and more.
反过来，你按着神的旨意而行。
Conversely, if you follow the will of God,
就越来越多知道神。
You will grow in your knowledge of Him.
最后，他的祷告是什么？
Lastly, his prayer concludes.
十一节。
In verse 11,
照他荣耀的全能得以在各样的力上加力，好叫你们凡事欢欢喜喜的忍耐宽容。
Being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience.
保罗的祷告是求神加给我们力量。
Paul's prayer is that God will strengthen us with power.
借着加给我们力量，在我们生命中会产生什么结果？
And from this power, we will have this in our lives.
我们可以忍耐，
可以
宽容。
We will have patience, and we will have endurance.
而且凡事欢欢喜喜的。
And we will also be joyful.
我说我今天清晨刚从渥太华回来。
I just mentioned to you, I came back early this morning from Ottawa.
因为礼拜五、礼拜六在渥太华他们有布道聚会跟一个特别聚会。
I was in an evangelical meeting as well as a special meeting over the weekend there.
昨天下午跟那个整个安排聚会的一个姐妹中午吃饭，然后去一个地方稍微看看加拿大的枫叶。
Yesterday, during lunch, the sister who arranged the meetings took me to look at the foliage in the Ottawa area.
在路上我才忽然间知道。
On the way, I suddenly realized,
这位安排聚会的姐妹
the sister who arranged all these meetings,
她得了末期的癌症。
She is actually in her last days of cancer.
年初刚开过刀。
She had surgery earlier on in the year.
六月她才做完六次的化学治疗。
In June, she just finished her sixth chemotherapy.
虽然她现在好一点。
So even though she is a little bit better,
医生还没有检查。
But the doctors have not examined her yet.
过两礼拜医生要宣判。
In 2 weeks' time, the physicians will proclaim
到底这个治疗有没有帮助
whether she is in remission or whether something else.
但是刚开始治疗之前，医生已经告诉他了，你这个是末期的癌症。
But even before this treatment, the doctors told her this is the end stage.
我完全不知道她在这样一个情况中。
It would have never occurred to me that she is in such a condition.
因为我看到她的时候
Because when I see her,
她非常的平安
She's peaceful.
蛮有喜乐
She's joyful.
唯一给我印象很深刻是她头发非常短
The only impression that she made that's deep on me when I first saw her was she has very short hair.
她头发短到比所有男孩子都短
Shorter than a crew cut on many boys.
我就说哇这是一个新的流行吗这么短的头发
And when I first saw her, I thought, oh, this is the new fashion.
现在我知道她是因为化疗头发全部掉
Now I understand because of the chemotherapy, her hair fell out.
所以她头发是从六月到现在长出来的
So what I saw was just those 4 months growth from June.
而且我回想起来
And then I recall,
她第一次约我这个聚会的时候
The first time she arranged this meeting with me,
大概是四月五月的时候
was probably in April or May of this year.
那是她在化学治疗的中间的时候
That was during in the middle of her chemotherapy sessions.
昨天下午她告诉我
And so that afternoon, she told me.
她在第二次化疗的时候几乎要死掉。
She felt like she was going to die during the second session.
她说第二次的化疗是最痛苦的。
She said she felt really bad during that session.
我不确定她跟我联络的时候是第几次化疗的当中。
I do not know which session she was at when she called me to arrange the meetings.
可是她主动地安排了这个布道群的聚会。
But it was from her efforts that these evangelistic meetings took place.
她传福音有这样一个热忱。
She has such a heart for the gospel.
我心里非常感动。
I was moved.
这是神给她的力量。
This is power from God.
如果不是神的力量，我们在这样的患难中，你没有力量忍耐，你也没有力量可以坚持下去的。
Without the power of God, none of us would be able to endure such trials.
过去一年当中
In the past year,
我们教会好几位弟兄姊妹离开我们
Several brothers and sisters left us.
包括严长老
Including Dr. Elder Yan.
还有很多其他的弟兄姐妹
Many others.
有些是年轻的
Some quite young.
作为一个牧师
To be a pastor.
我觉得是一个特权
I think it's a special privilege
就是我们可以陪伴一些人走过一些人生中的悲欢离合的岁月
that we can accompany people in their journeys of joy and pain
但是也看见一件事情
but we also see this truth
那真正在基督耶稣里的
those truly in the Lord Jesus
即便在人生的最后的关头
during their last paths On earth,
表现出来的那种平安和喜乐
the patience, the peace and joy that's exhibited,
实在是让你觉得不但是感谢神，你会感觉到神的力量是何等的大
will lead you to praise God and to truly appreciative of the power of God.
这是我为每位弟兄姊妹的祷告
and this is the prayer I have for you.
人生中你永远不知道你会遇见什么
In your path of life, you do not know what you will come across.
因此我们需要求神给我们力上加力
That's why we need strength added on strength.
让我们能够忍耐宽容而且欢欢喜喜
So that we can endure with patience and joy.
当你有真正的复兴的时候
When you are truly revived,
什么环境都不会打倒你的
Then the surroundings, no matter how the circumstances are, you can stand firm.
我们求神把这个恩典给我们每一个人。
We pray that God will give this grace to each one of us.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow and pray.
主，我们何等的感谢你。
Lord, we thank you so much.
过去31年当中，你在我们当中的恩典是数算不尽的。
All the blessings that you've given us in the past 31 years cannot be numbered.
你在我们身上的恩典也是我们无法计算的。
We cannot count all the blessings that you have given each one of us individually.
因此，我们要献上我们的感谢在你的面前。
And so we thank you and we praise you.
主，但是我们也知道，我们还没有真的知道你，真的认识你。
But then, Lord, we also know that we do not truly know you fully.
求你赐给我们属灵的悟性。
Give us spiritual understanding.
让我们真知道你，真认识你。
So that we can truly know you.
好，让我们的生活中结出各样的果子来荣耀你的名。
So that in our lives we can bear fruit to glorify you.
而且赐给我们力量。
Give us strength, Lord.
在人生各样的环境中。
So that no matter what life brings us.
我们都可以欢欢喜喜的。
We can be joyful.
而且能够忍耐，而且能够坚忍。
That we can have endurance with patience.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers, Lord.
奉耶稣基督的名祈求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.